You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends. Yo, YBH. Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in DMV.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. I know it's been a while since I've been in the crib. You know, as y'all saw in the last episode, I was on vacation. I traveled. I was tired. I'm back at work. So I had to, you know, get adjusted, get my schedule back on point. But y'all know I'm not going to stop. So don't ever worry about me stopping. It ain't happening. All right. So, but yeah, last week was crazy, man. I got a lot of engagement last week. So thank y'all for engaging with the content. And the haters going to be haters. And I'm about to cook their ass today, too. So with all that being said, let's get into the episode, man. So today we got a plus size traveler. Her name is Jalen Chaney, right? And so she created a petition to basically give plus size travelers fair treatment or different treatment from anyone else who's not plus size. So this whole thing started when she was on a flight and, you know, a couple passengers refused to sit next to her. They gave her some crazy looks and comments. But my thing is, like, hold on. Have you ever been on a flight and had to, and this is no shade at all, like, you ever been on a flight and had to sit next to somebody bigger? Like, it's uncomfortable, especially if it's a long flight, like 5+ hours. I had to do it a few times. But it's not comfortable, dog. So it's like, what do you expect? And then she's sitting here talking about she got pain and bruises from being forced to sit in seats with armrests.
Stop the cap.
Like,
stop the cap.
Come on now. And then she wants accommodation. She wants employees to handle the situation a certain way because she called it a sensitive situation. Right, and you know, she's known for creating videos, creating content all about her traveling conditions. And we got to be careful with the content creators we listen to and we believe, because people are doing stuff for attention. They might have monetary motivation behind it. So you just got to be careful. Like, she probably knows she on some bullshit. She got to know, but she might be getting some type of support, some attention. So she might be able to turn this into some free flights or something. It's not happening, but she, in her mind, she might think that, right? So in her petition, she's demanding amenities from the airlines. She wants free seats, right? So your big ass been eating for the past, I don't know how many decades, and you think you deserve some free seats. I got to pay for my flight. I got to pay these crazy flight prices. Me, the mom, the dad, the business person, the blue collar worker, we gotta pay these prices, but your ass gonna get a free seat. You out of your mind. She wants seatbelt extenders. She wants a wheelchair. So you so big to the point that you can't walk, and you think that these airlines gonna give you a wheelchair. Mind you, she's doing all this, and I did a little background research on her, and I saw that she was doing videos with an oxygen tank on, so she's struggling breathing too. She wants priority boarding. She wants larger size bathrooms specifically for plus size travelers, and her petition has over 6,000 signatures so far. People are losing their mind, and I posted the here. I'll let y'all look at the picture again. I posted this picture, just the headline on my story, and people got mad. And one of my homegirls hit me and was like, yo, you can't do this. People gonna be mad at you. I don't care who's mad at me, bruh. We got some serious issues in this country and this other countries too that's going through it, I'm sure. But no, like, this is ridiculous. Like, y'all do not deserve special treatment, and this is a disease. in our country, and it's a preventable disease. And I'm speaking up on it. I don't care, bro. And I actually touched on this a while ago. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the TikTok that I let y'all see a while ago, and then I'm going to give my closing statements on this bullshit. So here's the TikTok I had posted recently and reacted to a while ago. I might link that right here, too. All right, so check this out.
Travel might look a little different for us plus-size folks, but it's still possible. The airlines should do a better job accommodating us, but until then, I'll keep shouting my message from the rooftops. You deserve to travel just as much as anyone else.
You do not deserve to travel as much as everybody else. I don't care. I don't care. That's a privilege, and if you lose that privilege, that's on you. And then this is a screenshot of the petition. This is when the petition was at 226, and she was trying to get it to 500. But it's at 6,000 plus now. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's way more than 6,000 people that travel. It's way more than 6,000 people that work for airlines in this country alone. So this is not happening. But just the fact that people are, you know, taking time and energy out their day to do this is ridiculous, right? So, like I said before, you made an active decision to become that size, right? And my issue is, how do they want free seats, right? You eat, you gorge yourself, you participate in gluttony, you want free seats. But parents got to pay full price for their kids that are 2 years old and up. So I got this little baby. Well, I'm speaking hypothetically. I got this little baby, and I got to pay the full seat price. But your fat ass get a free seat because you've been on bullshit for years? Crazy. You tripping. You wilding. And then we got to also think about the workers. How does this affect how does this affect the company? The company's going to lose money because those seats are not getting paid for. They're going to lose money on those seats. And then if the company's losing money, how is that going to affect the workers, the people that depend on the company to pay them to feed their family? So you you messing up the company, and then you the workers have to suffer. They have to suffer. They got to feed their family, so they don't get paid. And if the company closes, if the business closes, guess what? They got to cash some people out, and then people out of jobs. So very selfish, man. They're gonna lose that revenue that they get from the seats. So the last thing on this is more than likely with this mindset, you paying for coach seats, right? Because coach seats are pretty tight. At the bare minimum, get a first class seat. What she just showed in that TikTok was not first class. If now first class, you paid extra and got some room, and you can't fit, that's your fucking problem. But don't be complaining about coach seats. You tripping. It's coach. Get out of here, man. Whew. People have lost their mind, man. On to the next one, man. We on to the next topic. I ain't got time, man. And before we move on to the next topic, let's get this clear. Let's get this clear. I just talked about a white woman and a white couple, because it's her and her partner, okay? I'm talking about different races. Don't come to me with that black woman bullshit, black man bullshit. I'm talking about everybody, because I'm about to get on the black men and the black women right now. I'm about to get on y'all right now. So don't come to me with that bullshit when I just talked about a plus size white woman and the bullshit she was on. All right? You know what y'all haters could do?
You gotta do. You gonna stand up and do something? You sit down and shut your fucking mouth.
That's really how I feel. Real talk, man. So listen. Get ready. I'm about to go in. You know, I love talking about the community because I'm part of the community. I love it. I work with the community every day. So before that, let's get ready for the boxing match. So let's pull it up. All right. So we got this Twitter thread, man. We got a girl. Apparently, she was online talking shit. I guess I'll plug the tweet in. I have it here on my phone. But she was online talking shit and talking about she could take somebody's man, I don't want to do too much digging. I really don't have time. I got to get straight to the topic. But I don't know what sparked this, but I'll pull it up on here too so y'all can see it right here where I always put stuff. What I do have time for today, and you slim bitches talking shit, because I will eat you hoes up on any day and have your man sending me money. Relax, we aren't the same, and I don't even pick at you for being different. Listen, I don't know what caused this, right? I'm not going in that, but she was already talking shit. And that led her to this tweet. I need a thread of 200-pound plus ladies. Let me see, y'all. I'm 225 and 5'3". Bruh. Yo. Dog, I was like bulking this past year. I got to 205, and it felt like I've never been that big in my life, and it felt like disgusting. Like, 225 and 5'3 is insane, dog. Insane. And I'm not going to go through the thread. I could have took a screenshot or a screen recording of the thread. I'm not going to go through it. It was a lot of, you know, explicit photos, some naked photos. I ain't trying to get into all that on my page. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, the first people I'm going to blame for girls posting bullshit like this is black men. That's going to be the first people I blame. Fellas, we got to tighten up. I mean, we encourage this bullshit. We are the number one supporter of this. I can't tell you how many times I hear the phrase, oh yeah, I like my women thick. I like them thick. You know what I'm saying? I like them thick. No. Or people DMing my clients. Oh, don't lose too much weight. You got to stay thick. You got to stay. Fellas, it's your fault. It's your fault. So next time you complaining about women not wanting to go work out, they don't have no work ethic, they don't have no drive, they don't have no discipline, it's black men's fault. It starts with us. It starts with us, because these women, they still getting attention, they still getting sex, they still getting all that. It's our fault. They still getting praise on the gram. Now, the praise on the gram don't necessarily always come from the black men, but most of it comes from black women. But we do praise them on the gram, all right? And it's so bad that it's got to the point where the mindset now is
the diet don't work for you the same.
They sitting here thinking that the diet don't work for black women, that work for white women. Like, people are at the point now where they think it is genetic. It's crazy. And that post I did last week, man, y'all gotta check out the episode. Y'all gotta check out the episode. That people are still like in my comments today, like telling me I'm tripping because I said I need to evaluate the lady's habits before she blamed racism on her diet. People still mad in my comments.
To this day,
people still mad in my comments. So, look, man, it's ridiculous, man. Like, bruh, hold on one more time.
To this day.
All right. The second people I blame are fit women and non-obese women. Why do I blame them? Because in my comments, if you go back and look at my comments, sorry, my mom is calling me. I'm going to call her back. If you go and look at my comments, look at the women that are going against me the most. None of them are obese. None of them. At least from their profile picture, from what I saw, because some of their pages are private. None of them are obese. My thing is, why are you defending this bullshit so hard, but you're doing everything you can to prevent getting bigger? You're doing everything you can to prevent being obese. Why are you going so hard for this? Why do you advocate for this? It just, that does not make sense to me. It doesn't. And literally, two of the girls were like pretty girls, like, somewhat athletic. One of them was real athletic. The other one, I'm going to assume she might have played a sport or something, because that's what her body resembles. And she was going the hardest in the comments. I don't get it. I'm never going to understand that. And then if you look at those women who disagree with me, what's crazy is the women that agree with me are the ones that's like, you know, quote unquote obese, but they try and get their shit together. Those the ones that agree with me. I seen a girl today in the gym. She like, nah, keep doing your thing. She like, yeah, I just went to the doctor. The doctor said, I'm losing my body weight so fast. I need to get on the scale more. I need to stop getting scared of the scale. Them the women that agree with me the most. Real talk. And I understand their studies and research. Like, yo, I believe in real life. What happens in real life? What happens in real life? None of them people that disagree with me got the, they got the, they, none of them had the experience I got, and they not in the environment as much as I am. Like, you can't, you just can't tell me that. You can't. And if we encouraged women like we encouraged in this thread, yes, girl, yes, come on. That's what I'm talking about. If we encouraged women to be fit like that, we would have less issues in our community. But we don't. We encourage the bullshit and then get mad at the bullshit and then make up excuses for the bullshit. It don't make no sense. Oh, my goodness. And then we talking about race affects decisions. Listen, man, I just touched on this a couple of minutes ago. So the fact that there's racism is the reason why we choosing to eat Twinkies and Cheetos and Domino's every night and Popeye's chicken because of racism. Now, I just showed y'all a plus-size white girl. A couple weeks ago, I showed y'all a plus-size Latina. I showed y'all a plus-size Asian girl. I showed y'all a plus-size white man. Showed y'all the plus-size black dude. His girl was liking Creed 3, the boxers in Creed 3, so he had to run to the gym. I showed y'all that. Like, it's in our societies, in our countries, all over the place, bruh. And another thing I wanted to touch on about this thread, I saw a lot of BBLs in this thread. And like I said, these regular people, these not celebrities. I'm not going in on it, but I saw a lot of BBLs in this thread. So a lot of the women like that are bragging that they're bigger. They're bragging that they plus size. They bragging that they love it. What you getting a BBL for? I thought you loved it. Show us that belly deli. I thought you loved it. Why you getting a BBL? What you trying to hide? So something in your mind wants to get smaller. You want to lose some stomach. You want to lose some waist. But I thought you was cool with where you at. That don't make sense to me. That don't make sense to me. And I know the women going to be on my head about that. And I can't wait. Because I got a rebuttal waiting in my pocket that I'm not even going to use right now. I can't wait. And another thing too, like, this ain't no shade at y'all ladies. Like, I got love for everybody. I got love for everybody. Like, it is what it is. But I'm just keeping it 1,000. But a lot of them women, when you see them online, specifically the plus size women, when you see them online and then you see them in person, when you see them on the thread like this compared to in person, you like, what the fuck? I thought you was snatched. That's what the angles. Hold on. Let me pull up this photo again. I thought you was snatched. And like, look, bro, like, she got the angles right. She got it right. I guarantee if you see her in person, like, she look way different. And I just know because I train plus size girl. I got plus size friends. I'm around it. Like, they be looking way different in the photos. Like, you really can tell, like, they are plus size in person. But they, the angles, they want to hide certain shit. They want to make their bodies look a certain way. It's crazy. And then lastly, I saw a woman on this post who was, she was bigger. She was like, oh, this one, I used to be big. But she lost weight. How you go out your way to lose the weight? But then you want to post that you used to be big for some attention. Like, it's cool. Like, which side are you on? Oh, my God. Yo, the community, man, we got to do better, man. On the men's side and the women's side, we just got to do better, dog. We got to stop encouraging this shit. I'm telling you, bro. It's only getting worse. It's only getting worse, man. It's only getting worse. Like, you talking about 225. Like, I've never seen. Like, when I said I hit 205, that was the biggest I was in my life. It felt uncomfortable. I probably will never see 220 in my life. Like, the only way I would see 220 is if I was, like, a football player or something. Like, if I was a professional athlete. Like, we talking about linebackers, running backs, fullbacks. We talking about tight ends. Like, there's a woman in there, 5'9", 300. Like, bro, this is crazy, man. This is crazy. And the only reason it might seem like I hate y'all, like, I'm going on y'all just because it's all love. Like, I want the best, you know. So, it's just sad to see, man. It's very sad to see, bro. Whew. All right, man. Moving on from that, because that joint is crazy, bro. The last thing I got, man. We got this girl, Queen Najia. I'm not too sure who she is. She got the verification check mark on Instagram, but she made this post here. I took a screenshot of the post, right? You see her, she's looking in the camera. She's a pretty girl, you know, she just looking at herself, admiring herself. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not my issue. The issue was, here, and I'll plug the video in here too. The issue was her caption. It says, "I am accepting myself as I am right now. Yes, I could stand to lose 20 pounds. However, I'm going to love myself during the process. Instead of complaining about my hips or how big my arms got, I'm going to thank God and be grateful that all my limbs are functional. I hope you do the same." So here she's expressing some gratitude, which isn't a problem at all. You know, I'm big on that, big on being positive, right? But if you check her image, if you look at her hips, I'm pretty sure she got surgery. A lot of these singers, rappers, these people that are lit on the gram, they got surgery, right? Let's assume she has surgery, which I'm 99.9% sure she does. This just goes to show you that surgery is not the answer. And I talked about this a couple weeks ago, about how women get depressed after the surgery. They have post-surgery depression, and what happened? Why are you talking about women's bodies? Like, I literally was, there was a post about depression, the post-surgery depression. I've not once on my platform did I tell women to get surgery or to not get surgery. Not one time. But anyway, this shows that surgery is not the answer, right? She's still depressed about her body. She probably paid thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars, and she's still not satisfied, right? And the caption shows that she's still gaining weight and accumulating fat on her body. You know, I'm big on building muscle to burn fat. I'm big on that. That's like my method. That's my philosophy. That's the scientifically most effective method to lose weight and burn fat. It is what it is, right? I'm big on that. My thing is, like, if she learned how to, you know, build some muscle in her arm, make her arms firmer, she wouldn't have this issue. But she's thinking the surgery is going to stop it. She didn't learn how to burn calories. She didn't learn how to put herself in a caloric deficit, right? You know, like, burning calories is a big part of losing weight. It's a big part of burning fat. A lot of people don't learn that. They don't understand it. They just think, like, this shit is genetic. And we're supposed to be built like that. We're supposed to be big like that. And that's just not the case. So it's very unfortunate, man. And it's only going to get worse. It's just not going to stop. And the same shit keeps happening over and over.
To this day.
You know what I mean? Like, we can't keep this mindset where...
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat.
The diet don't work for you the same.
See, fat phobia is rooted in racism.
We got to cut this shit out. We can't keep this mindset, man. So I'm always going to keep it 1,000 with y'all, bro. So, whew. It is what it is, man. Like, we got the celebrities and pretty women, attractive women having these issues too. So it's crazy, man. Look, with all that being said, fellas, stop encouraging this bullshit, because I'm on y'all head too, right? Encourage the ladies to get fit. You might get some backlash. Who cares? Who cares, bro? Like, if something's coming from the bottom of my heart and I'm doing it out of love, I'm doing it because I care. And people want to say something bad about me, I don't care, bro. Like, think what you want about me. Like, it's real life. It's really people out here that think, like, I'm a bad dude. Like, I'm just a mean dude. Like, if you really look at my posts, you really listen to what I'm saying, you really read the caption, like, I'm really just giving y'all the game, trying to help. That's what I do for a living. This ain't no hate. Like, come on, man. It is what it is, bro. I got fat friends and relatives. It is what it is. And I love them all. It is. And I say this shit to them too. Like, I don't care. Like, one of my cousins, she wanna train with me. She obviously wanna train for free, cause she's literally my blood cousin. Like, we the same blood, like first cousin. And I be telling them, like, no, like, you gonna waste my time. I don't got time. Like, I've seen your habits over the years. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I wanna help you. I told her, I'm like, come to the gym You come to the gym for an hour, get on the treadmill for an hour, do that for 3 days in a week, and I train you for a month for free, right? And she was like, okay, I'll do it. This was last July. And she still ain't done it. And I'm just like, bro, I can't rock with you. And that's blood fam. I got nothing but love for her. If she needs something, I got her. But nah, I'm good. that's real shit. So look, man, another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Appreciate y'all tuning in. If it's your first time listening, you know, leave me a comment. Please like the video, subscribe to us, send it to a friend. Follow my social media. It's down there in the description. And I'm going to holler at y'all soon. I got some more bullshit for y'all. Like, man, it's been a hell of a week. It's only Wednesday. I've been seeing a lot. So, look, I'll catch y'all on the next episode. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best fans in D&B.